Blog Talk Radio.
Just made it. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, January the 24th of 2022. I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is always a blessing to be here with you, wherever you're tuning in from, however you found out about us. I'm just glad that you have found us. And it's not something that I just say. I honestly mean it when I say that. And it's not one of those things that I just go, oh. No. I enjoy it that you have made that determination to tune into the broadcast tonight, wherever you've tuned in from. And I'm just thanking you that you just tuned in today, because it really means a lot to me that you would do this to help me. No, I don't mean it like that. I just mean that you would tune into the broadcast. And so just make sure to keep telling people, you know, how they can be a part, because I want you to be a part of the broadcast. I want you to tune in. I honestly and truly do. And it's not just something that I say. So, as many of you probably know, based on the announcement that I made last week, yesterday we did the Right to Life Walk March event in here in downtown Midland. We had a good amount of people there, like 50 people, 60 people, or maybe 70. And it was good to see all those people show up for Right to Life. And of course, we had my song, and then we also had my mom giving her speech as well. And yes, she did talk about me for a few minutes. In that 10-minute speech, she talked about me for like four or five minutes of it. No, nothing bad about me. She didn't come up there and go up there and say, you know, Rivers is a naughty man. He was a naughty boy. No. None of that. But but as I was saying the other day on the show, everybody has a story. And one person's story might be very different from another person's story as to how they find God, to how found God, maybe, to how they just because my mom, before she had me, her life was a mess. Before she gave her life to Jesus, her life was a mess. then she gave it to God. And God was there, and God has helped her. Turnout was good, and no, I did not spend. I was not complaining while we were outside in the cold, even though we did go inside after the march to go in and have the speeches and stuff. And then, so, of course, they didn't want us to freeze too much. Neither would I. I wouldn't want people to freeze too much. It's winter in Michigan. Even though I have to tell you, this January has honestly been colder than normal. And I feel like right now it has two settings. One is cold, the other is colder. It doesn't have this month it's not having, it doesn't really had, for the most part, these last 2 weeks or so, 2.5 weeks even, it hasn't had a very normal setting where normal would be like 32 in it during the day, like 18 at night. No. But no. Instead, it's been mostly 20s in the day and like low to mid-teens at night, sometimes even single digits. And then a below zero here, a below zero there. Not like every night or nothing, but like a share. So it's been, I would say relatively cold, but not like record break. We haven't really set any records for coldest day or coldest night, I don't believe, but. Our fair share of cold days, though. And as far as snow, it's been, we haven't had any of those huge, giant snowstorms, or really even anything over like 4 inches. But we've had a lot of these pesky 2 inches. Looks like for right now, after today, at least for the next like 7 days or so, we'll be able to shut the spigot off. Which I'm honestly glad about. That we get to shut the spigot, the snow spigot off, because and it's funny, all the people I know that I talk to that all do not like snow after like late December. Myself included. And sometimes I wonder, why did God put us in the freezer? Because, you know, the children of Israel were like in the desert for 40 years. My question would be, why are we in the freezer? Because and sometimes, you know, this super cold, 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 cold. You know, it's hard to find the most awesome heat sometimes. But and I've heard the agreement, I have heard the ideology of winners of the cold's better than the heat, because at least with the cold, you can keep putting stuff on. But with the summer, with the heat, there's only so much you can take off. To that, I say, you may have a point, and it may be true. You might be telling the truth. But, to be honest, at least in my mind, I still prefer over the cold, as far as outside is concerned. But in the summer, I would happily say, give me some nice cold AC, as long as it is real hot outside. If it's not real hot outside, then you don't necessarily need that cold AC. So it's kind of relatively speaking, like, how's the weather outside? That determines how cold of AC you need, and also how much of the heaps of heat you need in the winter. And so it all depends on what the way you perceive it. And so do each of their own. I am going to take a very quick station ID break, and then I'll be right back. Well, praise God, we're back. And it's good to be back with you, of course. And after we had talked about, you know, the whole right to life thing, and hopefully they overturn Roe v. Wade this year, that would be a great thing to see and to have it go back to the states. Another thing that I think is a very serious question that I have for this country is, why can't we just be self-sufficient? Why on earth do we have to make all of this stuff in China? Why aren't we out of there yet? That's a serious question that I have. Why aren't we out of there? And why are we getting oil from the Middle East? To be honest with you, we should totally be off of their grid. We shouldn't be the least dependent on them. No reason for it. At all. One of the things that I would say is one of the worst problems that we face is all this globalization that has happened over the years. I think there are multiple reasons for it. I don't know as to why, but we try to globalize everything. It isn't fixing anything. Now, I'm for the national chains like McDonald's and that, but what I'm after is why is almost half of so much of our stuff have to come from China? And the Middle East. And all these other places in like Asia and Africa that don't like us very well. Some of which don't like us. Good to have good trade, you know, with friends and that, but with enemies. And China's not the great new frontier, folks. They're not our friends. Contrary to what some of you may think. Okay, enough of that. We're just kind of something that was kind of just on my mind. It's just kind of one of those, what you could call a tough question. Now their plan for the rest of the night is this. We're going to sing, as we normally do, and then have the word to bring to you. And then we have some sports to talk about, including a couple of very surprising football finishes, including, now this of them was not a surprise, but that thriller, the absolute thriller in the last 2 minutes of that last three minutes of the big AFC divisional round game, along with my thoughts on Tom Brady. Has he played his last game in the NFL? Or will he start to take it 1 year at a time? And so we got a good football update tonight. And so it's going to be a good show. Good. I was just checking the time real quick. So this one. So I do want to remind you of a couple things. For right now, continue to plan on me just being, at least for this week, we'll be doing normal times, 6:30 to 8, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Next week, Wednesday night, we might have We might not have a broadcast. It depends on a certain event that sorry about it when the time comes. That'll be next Wednesday night. But if not, then we'll just be normal time. 6:30 to 8:00. I want to real quickly remind you of two quick things. The first thing I'd like to remind you about is the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. All the great miracles that have happened in my life. And how gracious God has been. My mom, my dad took books with us to the event yesterday. And a couple people got the book. And that was good to see that some people took interest in the book. That really was good to see. And I'm believing God for even more people to get their hands on that book. Amen. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book, how you can get the book into how the book can be a blessing unto you. And so just let it be a blessing. And it is. The other thing that I want to remind you of is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to find out information about how you can sow into the Miracle Man Show. And I am believing for God to bless you. I want you to get blessed. I'm believing for you to get blessed by God. I want to see you get blessed. This year is the year for double opportunity. Yeah, double blessing. It's the year of double. 2022 is the year of double. Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, his Warner Camp meeting this week, Warner Fire Camp meeting down there in Tampa, he is teaching on double all week long. Yesterday morning, he taught on double honor. At some point this week, he's going to talk about double favor. I'm sure at some point he'll talk about double heaps. I hope so. And all these different double things. Hopefully not double parking. No. If you think this year is going to be a year of double parking, I hope not. So don't be listening to someone talk about this being the year of double and then just decide, okay, I'm going to double park. Or do that really bad park job where you park between certain lines you shouldn't be. And so I'm believing God for God to bless you. And you can go online to paypal.com and in the search bar type in Rivers Shukla in order to sow seed. Again, that name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. I want you to keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind, please, is that The first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. And you can choose to sow whatever amount of seed you want to sow. Whether it's $1, $5, $10, $15, $25, $50, whatever you want to sell. Between you and God. And I always pray over your seed. Whenever you sow a seed, I always pray over your seed. I always do. When I find out that you've sown a seed, I pray over it. And the verse I want to give unto you is, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Oh, wait. Or is it the NASDAQ? Or is it oil? No. Nope. Back up. That is not what that verse said. Nope. It said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It's not based on the earthly economy. No. My God shall supply my needs according to his riches and glory. And God's economy never collapses. There's no recession. There's no inflation. There's none of this. There's no deflation. There's no way up or down. It's constant. And so we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. I won't forget the wonder of how you run, deliverance, the guiding light to my faith. You found me, you freed me, you part the waters for my release. Oh Yahweh, you have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. Mm-hmm. The cloud by day is a sign that you are with me. A fire by night is a guiding light to my feet. You guide me, you freed me, held back the waters for my release. Oh Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you're the God who part the sea, you have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have God apart the sea. You have led me through the deep, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. You know you have stepped into my Egypt, into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God. I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You stepped into my Egypt. You took me by the hand. You took me out in great freedom into the promised land. Now I will not forget you, God. I'll sing of all you've done. Death is swallowed up forever by the fury of your love. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have torn apart the sea. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the God who fights for me, Lord of every victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have led me through the prophecy. You have led me through the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. You paint the night, you know my heart, and you call me by name. My I live to sing, God, you reign. You paint the night, you know my heart, and you call me by name. I live to say, God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. You part the sea. You move the mountains with the words that you say. My song remains. God, you reign. You reign high. You move the mountains with the words that you say. I live to say, God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign. Forever and ever. God, you reign. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. 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 God, you reign. God, you reign forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign forever and ever. God, you reign. God, you reign. God, you reign forever and ever. God, you reign. Thank you, Jesus. Take me past the outer courts into the holy place. Past the blazing altar, Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the place to sing your praise. I humble and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the blazing altar, Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I humble and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me in to the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me past the outer courts into the holy place. Take me past the blazing altar, Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I humble and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place.
Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the corn, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for who have made the determination to tune into this broadcast, to learn more about you tonight, to learn more about your word. Thank you, Lord God, that you are meeting us right where we are. Thank you that you are strengthening us tonight. You're helping us. You're enabling us. You're just helping us to do the work that you have commissioned us to do. We come indeed. We've worshiped you. We've praised you. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Thank you, Lord God, that you meet us tonight, that you meet our needs. All those different needs that we individually have, you're meeting those needs. I thank you for that, for what you're doing for us right now. Just helping us when we need it, how we need it. Because you, Lord God, you know what we need. Thank you that you are the way maker, and you make the way when it seems that there is no way. You meet that need for us right now. And I thank you, Master, for that. That you are helping us. As you are, in fact, the great I am. And I thank you, Master, for that. In your matchless name we pray. Thank you that for all the listeners tuning in, that you meet them where they are. That thank you for the word tonight, God. Go forth. That you bless our time in the words. That you use me as an oracle tonight to deliver your word with boldness and simplicity. That you just use my voice and you strengthen it so that more people may hear what you have to say through your word, oh God. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In your matchless name, Jesus. And now I'll make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners will come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God. Turn with me, please, to the book of Acts 14. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue on in the book of Acts. I am enjoying this. I really am. I'm not just saying that, trying to make it sound good. No. I'm enjoying this. I hope you're not getting tired of it. Because there's nothing in me that says, oh, you better stop. No, I'm enjoying this. So he's got Acts 14. And I'll begin with verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went, as usual, into the Jewish synagogues. There, they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Gentiles believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there, speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do miracles, signs, and wonders. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles. There was a plot afoot among the Gentiles and Jews, together with their leaders, to mistreat them and stone them. They found out about it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe and the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the good news. In Lystra, there sat a man who was crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet!" At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. Now, after I'm done reading this, we will come back and we'll discuss what happened right here. We're going to discuss this. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas, they called Zeus, and Paul, they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was outside the city, brought bulls and rats to the city gates because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them. When the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men! Why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you." We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in this. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons, and provide you with plenty of food, and fills your hearts with joy. Even that these words that they had difficulty keeping the crowds from sacrificing to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul, dragged him outside of the city, thinking that he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up, went back into the city there. I mean, the next day, let him into the city. The next day, Paul and Barnabas left for Derbe. Verse 21. They preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders in each church, and with prayer and fasting, committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came into Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Persia, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed by the grace of God. And the word that they had now, and the work that they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. Chapter 15. Some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers. Unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way, and as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all of the brothers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, by whom they reported everything that God had done through him. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses." The apostles and elders met to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them. "Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that he accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them. For he purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the next of the disciples a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear? No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they are." The whole assembly became silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the miraculous signs and wonders that God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James spoke up. "Brothers, listen to me. Simon has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a part of himself. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this. As it is written, 'After this, I return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore. The remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been known for ages. It is my judgment, therefore, that we should make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food that is polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For Moses has been in every city from the earliest times and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath. And the apostles and elders of the whole church decided to choose some of them, those men, and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They chose Judas, Barsabbas, and Silas, two men who were leaders among the brothers. With them, they sent the following letter. The apostles and elders, your brothers, the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. Greetings. We have heard that some went out from us without our authority and without our authorization and disturbed you, troubling your minds, what they said. So we all agreed to choose some men and send them to you with our dear friends, Barnabas and Saul, who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are sending Judas and Silas to confirm word of mouth what we are writing. It seemed good to the Holy, by the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond following requirements. You are abstained from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things. And well, the men were sent off and went down to Antioch, where they gathered the church together and delivered the letter. The people read it and were glad for its self-encouraged message. Judas and Silas, to themselves, or prophets, said much to encourage and strengthen the brothers. After spending some time there, they were sent off by the brothers with the blessing of peace to return to those who had sent them. Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, where they and many others taught and preached the word of the Lord. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think that it was wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers by the grace of the Lord. He went through Cilicia, strengthening the churches. So, what you see happen here, listeners, is first in chapter 14, you have Barnabas going about doing, you know, their ministry, going preaching, reaching people, teaching people. And then you have this person there who has not walked since birth because he was lame. No, I don't mean like dumb lame. I mean he had never walked a step in his life. He had never walked a step in his life. But Paul, who was speaking at the time, he was preaching the word, saw that this cripple had faith to be healed. Somehow he could just sense that that cripple had faith. So he tells that cripple sitting over there in the crowd, this man had been paying attention to the message. He told him, stand up on your feet. He got up. He got up. Now, I'm sure he might have needed a little bit of assistance to stand up or what have you. Because, mind you, this guy had never made a step in his life. God must have showed him how. Because otherwise he might have said, well, Brother Paul, how? How do I stand up? I haven't stood up before. How? But it says he got up and walked, and people were happy. But they said, those people said, oh, the gods came down to us in human form. Oh, the gods came down in human form? Really? But then Paul and Barnabas said, you had to get up there and tell the people, now listen to us, guys. Listen to us, folks. We are human, just like you. We don't want you to believe that you're God, that we are gods. We're trying to get you away from that. That's what they were trying to say. We're trying to get you away from that. We're trying to get you to see that there's the true God who does those miracles. Now, God might have used Paul, told Paul to tell that man to get up. God did the healing. God did the healing. And then people were claiming that, like, Paul was Zeus and Barnabas was that other guy, that other, and all the crazy stuff. And then after that, Silas joins Paul and Barnabas later on. But then, later on, at the end of chapter 15, Barnabas wants to take John Mark with him to go back with Paul. To go with Paul and Silas to go check on how those brothers at those other places where they had preached were doing. But then they were in disagreement because John Mark hadn't stayed with, he hadn't stayed the course. John Mark went off and did his own thing. And Paul didn't like that. But Barnabas was like, oh, it's all right. He's like, what's the big deal? And so it got to where it was like, you know what? Me and Silas are going to go without you. We're going to go to where we feel like we're supposed to go. You, Barnabas, don't come with us. So Barnabas and John Mark went off their way. Folks, we have to do this. You have to do this the way God said to. You don't get to do this your own way, this walk with God thing. And yes, there may be disagreements. We're human, folks. We're human. Like what Paul was telling those people in chapter 14 when that cripple was healed. He was saying, you know what? Me and Barnabas are human. We're not gods. We're not gods. Now we're here. Now they might have said, we're here bringing you the word of God. But we're not exact, but we're not quote unquote gods in human form. They're like, that's not what we are. We're not gods in human form. We are used by God to deliver the word. And then Paul and Barnabas, at the end of that whole thing, people try to stone Paul and Barnabas, but then they think Paul and Barnabas are dead, but then Paul and Barnabas get up, and then the next day they go on to the next place where they're going to go preach. And Paul and Barnabas had even admitted, you know, we have to face some hardship. You have to face some hardship. And they did face hardship. Not everyone believed what they believed. Multiple times, Paul Barnabas could have died preaching the word. But God used him. God used Paul, who had previously been been Saul, and had been persecuting Jesus. And later became a very bold preacher. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that you are the healer. You are the strengthener. Thank you, Lord God, for all these different stories that we've been reading about from the book of Acts. All these different stories, all these different things that you did in the book of Acts. For all these different things that we would be the book of Acts people that you've called us to be. That we as a people, we as a church, would be Book of Acts loud. That we would have that boldness about us. That we don't care what other people have to say or think. What other people think. That we would get to where we don't care what people think. And that we would just be bold. I pray that boldness would come on. Bold as a lion. Not just this little, and I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Amen. And amen and amen. In terms of sports, we've had a lot happen in the last couple days. In terms of NFL football. On Saturday, afternoon, you had Tennessee fall at home to the Cincinnati Bengals, 26-23. As Cincinnati kicked the field goal as time expired to knock off Tennessee to win their first ever football game that they won on the road in the playoffs. Their first ever road playoff win. They went into Nashville and got it done. Now, there were people this year that thought that the team to beat in the NFC South, the AFC South, would be the Colts. Turned out not to be the Colts. It was the Titans. But then the Titans / Titanic, whatever you want to call it, they got sank by the Bengals. Tennessee's quarterback had times thrown, had trouble throwing interceptions too. The interception bug got to him. Three different bug interceptions. Saturday night, you had a classic in the tundra, in the cold of Green Bay. Probably one of the, I'm sure one of the colder NFL games there's been. Apparently it was too cold for Green Bay because they fell at home to the 49ers 13-10. Classic, old school, hard-hitting defense football. 13-10. 23 points total between the two teams. Move ahead to Sunday. So, at one point you have the Los Angeles Rams building a 24-3 lead over the Buccaneers. Tom Brady and his crew in the second half, 21 unanswered points to tie up that ballgame. Actually, it was 27-3. Bucks put up 24 unanswered points. But then as time was winding down, the Rams decided to go for a field goal. It's good. And the Rams are still alive. For doing his thing. Helping win a team, win the game for his team. And you have to give Stafford a lot of credit. He has to be happy right now. And let me be honest with you. I wanted the Bucs to win this game. I wanted the Bucs to win this game. I wanted Tom Brady to get a chance at another Super Bowl. Talk about Tom Brady. Yes, he's the bomb. I think he's awesome. He's GOAT, greatest of all time. When it comes to football quarterbacks, you could say he has set all kinds of records, including 7 for most Super Bowls won by one quarterback. The question becomes, does he retire? Or does he at least decide that he's going to quarterback for one more year, at least, because he's through contract for the 2022 season. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he will play next year. Could I see him playing next season? Well, yes, I could very well see him being the quarterback next year. There are people on both sides, big analysts and coaches. Some analysts would not be surprised if he just said, okay, that's it, I'm done. There are others who think, hey, you know, I think I have at least one good year left in me. Let's see if I can get one final ring, maybe. And maybe if he gets a ring next year, wins the Super Bowl, that could be a good footing on which to retire if you're Tom Brady. For Matthew Stafford, as a Lions fan, we have to be proud of what he's been able to help his team do. We have to be proud. I have to think, what if Detroit could have had some of these players like this? What if we could get rid of Mrs. Ford? Oh, did I just say that out loud? Yep. Martha Ford or whatever. Yeah. Sell the tea. I wish. Maybe. But it's got to be to the right person. As Detroit has not won a single ball game, I mean a professional game, playoff game, in any of the four sports since 2013. Nine years of disappointment. Can the Lions break? Could the Red Wings maybe break? Hope so. I hope so. Okay, I'm off Detroit. But so, NFC Championship game on Sunday is Rams 49ers in Los Angeles. Rams win. They get to be in their home stadium for the Super Bowl. And this would be the second time in a row that the home team was in a Super Bowl. That never happened once before this. But it could happen twice. Think about that. Do I think it will? Well, wait till Wednesday night when I have my picks to see what I predict. Oh, let's talk about that AFC game. That final AFC game from last night. 26 points in the final, like 2 minutes plus overtime. Actually, 32 points between both teams. A final score of 42-36. Chiefs win. It's like just over 2 minutes left, under like a minute left. You know, like 30 seconds left. The Bills thought they had it in their pocket. Oh, but then Patrick Mahomes decides to march that team down the field and get their kicker in the field goal range to tie that game up. And then overtime comes, and then what does Mahomes do? Oh, yeah, march that team back down the field. And now there is a receiver that caught more touchdowns in one. It was in two NFL playoff games than what they ever did in two NFL games previously. Like more than Jerry Rice, even. And for the Bills, who people thought were unstoppable, well, they were paid. Okay, play on words. They weren't exactly. Oh, just being funny because, you know, like how you're supposed to pay your bills. Well, the Bills got stopped by the Chiefs. So it's Chiefs, Bengals in Kansas City. Do the Bengals have what it takes to also stop the Chiefs? Or are the Chiefs truly a dynasty? Possibly. And what about the Rams? Are the Rams a Super Bowl caliber team? Or do the 49ers have other plans? Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.